Hi, everyone. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. Yesterday, I outlined a simple, easy-to-follow, step-by-step formula for achieving success at anything that is important to you. Today, we will explore what will be your greatest obstacle to achieving any goal on your list, and I will challenge you with a solution. While there are many elements that will play a role in your ultimate success and happiness, if I had to identify the single most important of them, the one that you could not be successful without, it would be discipline. I hate to say it, but not even integrity ranks higher because you can be successful in specific areas of focus without integrity. I have seen people succeed with all kinds of weaknesses, but I have never seen anyone achieve any great accomplishment without discipline. Brian Tracy, a leading author on the development of human potential, said, "If I had to pick the number one key to success, it would be self-discipline. It is the difference between winning or losing, between greatness and mediocrity." Not only is discipline critical to your success, but it is also the ultimate accelerator to any great accomplishment. Here's what I mean. When I started selling real estate, I was 23 years old. As a 23-year-old, I was young and inexperienced in both business and in life. As you can imagine, I was at a great disadvantage when going head-to-head with more experienced and successful realtors. After all, how likely would you be to select an immature, unproven realtor to sell your home? While I focused on all the little things I could do to improve the impression that I made on people, the one thing that turbocharged my income more than any other single element was my discipline. Every day, I sat down in my little cubicle. Struggling to breathe with my heart beating out of my chest, I picked up the phone and made phone call after phone call. I was scared to death. Pushing myself outside my comfort zone day after day was the one thing other realtors were unwilling to do. While they sat and pondered what they should be doing, I was doing it. At the end of my first full year as a realtor, I sold over 60 homes and earned over $250,000. In today's economy, that would be over $500,000. Yes, I wore a suit. Yes, I showed up for my appointments on time. Yes, I was prepared. But no other single factor influenced my success as much as my discipline. In hindsight, no other factor was even a close second. Even though you may not be in sales, discipline is still equally important to your success and happiness. If you were disciplined to do all the little things you knew you should do to advance your career, don't you think you'd be more successful? If you want to become more disciplined, here's what you must do. The process of becoming disciplined starts by doing the small things. Things like picking up your coffee mug and putting it in the dishwasher, making your bed, returning your calls and emails in a timely manner, being on time for your appointments, getting your projects done on time, and so on. As you practice being disciplined by doing the small things, you will then have discipline to do the big things. This is why the process of becoming disciplined begins by doing the little things, simple things you can do. Here's my challenge to you. From this point forward, when you don't feel like doing something you know you should do, then say to yourself, "If I don't feel like doing it, then I must do it now." Then immediately, without further delay, do it. As you implement self-discipline into your daily life, you will begin to feel like you are in control of your life. You will feel confident and motivated because you're moving toward your goals, and you will feel proud of the person that you're becoming in the process. I invite you to share any ideas or strategies that have helped you become more disciplined in the comment section below this post on littlethingsmatter.com. I want to leave you with this thought. The single most important key to success is having the discipline to do what you know you should do, even when you don't feel like doing it.